something I need or I want or a conversation I need to have, when I bring it up, he's been having the same thoughts.
That's I think that's healthy. I think that says that you're on the same wavelength.
Yeah. That's true.
Well, what can I say?
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for the call.
No problem.
You have a good one.
Bye.
Bye.
I think that one of the points that was made during the Femdom lunch was that the process of negotiation, it doesn't really end. You know, two people can enter into a relationship, whatever the nature of the relationship could be. It could be online, it could be long distance, it could be, you know, in person. And I'm really trying to avoid the term real life, because who am I to cast aspersions upon an online relationship and say it's not real life? So I'm trying to say in person. I'm being very considerate of the people's. I'm a nice person. Anyway, so I think that we all enter into relationships with this concept of what it will be. The great thing about BDSM is that often that means that we discuss our goals and our desires and we all come to an agreement about that's what this is going to be. But we as human beings, we change and we grow and the more that we're exposed to things, the more that we may want something. And so we have to be able to be willing and open to constantly renegotiate the nature of any relationship at any time. You know, they, so for example, Diva Cowgirl, you know, in her